Hey you, I know you're probably sleeping right now, but I just had to get this out before the words I wanted to use fled from my mind, you know. I've been laying in bed for hours trying to gather up the courage to make this phone call and also find how to say what I mean. I know we've been friends for like forever. I know that you've told me things no one else knows. And as much as I cherish that and cherish you, I haven't been able to escape this feeling. There's something that's been bugging me for what feels like months. I really don't want to mess up what we have. But this fire inside me isn't going away, and I have to air it out before it engulfs me. I can hear you now. Yes, I know that more air would make a fire bigger, okay? You're such a nerd. Anyway, I'm losing my train of thought. This is important. I'm leaving you this voicemail in the middle of the night because I have a confession to make. I know we were just hanging out a few hours ago, and I probably could have just told you then, but I didn't have the guts to say it face to face. I just get so nervous around you, and it's been that way for a while. The past couple times we've hung out, I could barely even breathe. When you're there, standing next to me with that perfect smile and those eyes. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me start over. I haven't been completely honest with you, or at least the way you have been with me. Well, I mean, I have, and I haven't. You see, when you ask me how I'm doing, there's something I've been leaving out. Something big. I'm just gonna have to say it. Okay, here goes nothing. I am in love with you. I have been for a really, really long time. In the beginning, I thought it was just a passing thing because you had been so nice to me. A simple infatuation born from a lack of exposure to that kind of affection. But it never passed, and it just got stronger. Every time I would see you, my heart would skip a beat. I started making more excuses to spend time with you, and to my delight, they would work. But there was something missing. Like, we were just on the edge of something, but not quite there. I didn't know what it was at first, but now I realize, and I can only hope you see it too. To be honest, I don't know what you'll say to this. You could get totally freaked out and never talk to me again, and that would be a less than desirable outcome. But I can't rule it out just because I don't like it. Or if I'm lucky and my reading of you has been correct, maybe you feel the same way? I mean, I've got your eyes lingering on me more than once, and your hugs have been getting tighter and less friendly. Goodness, I really want to be right. You're just so perfect. You're gentle and kind and sweet. You're everything I've ever wanted. And I do want you more than I've wanted anything my whole life. I lay awake some nights just thinking of all the things we could do if you were mine. All the dates and the little moments we would share. I drive myself crazy sometimes just dreaming about all the possibilities. Anyway, I guess I should quit rambling. I hope me calling didn't disturb you while you were sleeping. Just give me a call when you get this, okay? And let's meet up to talk about everything. I'll see you soon.